be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The one prayer that is always answered is the most difficult one to pray. Jesus prayed it in the Garden of Gethsemane, "Thy will be done." Isaiah 55 is one of those special chapters of the Old Testament. We think of Isaiah 53, which we memorized parts of. In chapter 55, to a people who had rebelled against him, God proclaims in the purest tones what we call the gospel, the good news of forgiveness and life in the promised Savior. Chapter 55 begins with this picture of the gospel, the free gift of God's grace to sinners. "Hey, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come, buy and eat. Yes, come buy wine and milk without money and without price." Imagine somebody saying, come to the grocery store and buy all the food you want. You don't need any money. Come, buy a house. You don't need any money. It's a gift of God's grace. He goes on then in chapter 55 to encourage God's people to seek out the Lord while he may be found. And he reminds us this morning that God's thoughts are not our thoughts, and God's ways surely are not our ways. On this Education Sunday, we take time to consider why, first of all, we have a school, and secondly, why parents take the time and energy and cost to send their children to our school. Every time I meet with new parents, I remind them that while academics are important and we're proud of our academic record, our main purpose is to share with these children the forgiveness of sins and the promise of life as they build a relationship with Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. So as we go through this section of Isaiah, remember and apply this to your children. We read from Isaiah 55, beginning of the 6th verse, and you find it printed in your bulletins. "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and let the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and do not return there but water the earth, and make it bring forth in bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it." These are God's words of promise and grace to you, to your children, this morning. Now is the time. Now is the day of salvation. Now is the day that God comes into your hearts with the gospel message and shows you the forgiveness and life that is yours in Jesus Christ, your Savior. Something that can never be taken away from you. But Isaiah reminds God's people, led out of Egypt by Moses, through the Red Sea, taken care of in 40 years in the wilderness, but who then departed from the Lord and went their own way. It is important that you seek the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is near. And He is here this morning. And He's speaking to you. What a blessing that you can bring your children to a school where every morning we begin with the Word of God. Where every day and every subject they are assured of God's love and grace and forgiveness. But also, God reminds you and His people that it is time for the wicked to forsake his way and for the unrighteous man his thoughts. Confirmation class last Friday, we talked about how difficult it is for sinners to confess to God their sins. But we do. By the Holy Spirit, we're led to admit our sinfulness before God and then hear the promise. Let him return to the Lord and he will have mercy on him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. The message that is here in school every day is that there is no limit to God's forgiveness. There is no limit to God's love for sinners. There is no limit of God's compassion to those who fall and even forsake Him. Now is the time in your children's life for them to seek the Lord. And you know what? He's not far. He's not far from them. He's not far from us. And then God takes us down a peg from our high horse. And He reminds us, remember, my thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. We like to put God in a little box. We'd like, Eve did, to control God, be gods ourselves. Sometimes we think we're smarter than God. We'd like to tell Him what He should do for us in our circumstances. And yet, as we began our class with me, with 7th and 8th graders, with the creation story, we're reminded that God is so infinitely great and powerful that we cannot even begin to comprehend Him, to bring Him down to our level and understand Him and tell Him what He should do. God's thoughts for you are beyond knowing, as complicated by the fact that we're sinful. Our relationship with God is compromised because of sin, which is really pride. Pride that caused the devil to rebel against God. Pride that caused Eve and Adam to eat of that fruit. Pride that causes us to think we know better than God. But our text tells us this is not law, judgment. You know, God is way up there and He's going to do what He's due and you don't get it. But God reminds us, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Our ways and our thoughts are always earthbound. We're short-sighted. We think that things, pleasure, materialism will bring us happiness. God says, my thoughts and ways are infinitely greater than yours. They are thoughts of love, thoughts of peace, reconciliation, forgiveness, everlasting life. What a comfort when we find ourselves in circumstances that we can't control. That's terrible. But then God shows us His ways. He shows us His thoughts. But the primary application for your children is that God's thoughts and ways are revealed to them in the Word. The Word of God. The Holy Scriptures. The Bible. Sometimes God's salvation is so simple that men say, I don't want anything to do with it. It can't be that simple. But it is. God so loved the world that He gave His own Son. Whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Got to be more. I got to do something, we say. Our school has been going over 50 years. You're not quite that old, Dr. Holmes. You're one of the original one of the early students. Got children of students here. God in His wisdom has contacted or brought people to our school out of the blue. God's ways. Can't figure them out. Can't plan for them. Every year we wonder, are we going to have enough kids to have a school for another year? Sometimes we get discouraged. Congregation, like most congregations, are growing old. We wonder about the young people growing up. Listen to God's promise as you bring your children, not just to our school, but to the Word. He says, think of the miracle of how I supply for your needs. My grandparents were farmers. And I've often said a farmer is closest to God because he is totally dependent upon God's providence. Whether the rains come or don't come, whether the grasshoppers devour the crop, he learns it's God's will. So Isaiah says, the rain comes down, the snow from heaven, it waters the earth, and guess what? It makes things grow. The miracle of life. It makes things bring forth and bud that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Mr. Seeger came this morning to church for after a long time. First thing he said, boy, it's green. Kind of what you said. And the grass was green. Why? God sent His rains. Now, He says, so is My Word. We do not, as a congregation, have to plan how the school is going to grow, how our congregation is going to grow, how we're going to get more money. God provides. What does He provide? He provides the Word. All we do is proclaim the Word. As a pastor for over 49 years, all I've done is preached the Word. I don't have to add anything to it to make it work. I don't have to look good and be charismatic for God to work. He works the Word. Where the Word is preached, it will work. And so when you send your children to school, they learn what God says in the Bible. And a miracle takes place. Verse 11. So shall My word be that goes forth from My mouth. It's God's word. It's not my words. It's not your words. It's God's word. And that word is, as we talked about last week, living and powerful. And God says, that word shall not return to Me void or empty, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. Just like the farmer can't control what the growth is that year in his crop. Not up to us to control the results of the Word. The Word is powerful and it produces
intends it to produce. What a wonderful promise. We can stop staying awake at night worried as a pastor, as members, what's the future? Congregation, what's the future of Christianity? God says as long as the word is proclaimed, it will accomplish God's purposes. So we let God be God. We let His word be His word. What a blessed thing also as parents then too. You can reinforce this by reading, discussing the word, Bible stories, what they've learned, your children have learned in school. Share with them the word. Pray for your teachers. Pray for the students, the families, that God's word will work. Sometimes we're like a little boy who planted a seed. Then every day he dug it up to see if it was growing. And never grew. We plant it, leave it, and let God bring forth the increase. And this morning I could stand up here and I see the results of the word in your hearts and in your lives. So, Education Sunday. Thank God for His Word, His gospel message of forgiveness and life for sinners. Because God will give purpose to you and to your children's lives. May God continue to bless you and our ministry here. Amen. And now may that peace of God, which passes all human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.